I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 4th. Well, the Quincy City Council wants the police department to explain how it's using flock cameras in the city. An order that will be introduced at next Tuesday night's meeting requests that Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy appear before the council to explain how the license plate reading technology is being used in the city and what safeguards are in place to ensure that information is not being misused. Also Tuesday, the City Council will seek an update on the plans to create a municipal broadband network in the city and a proposal to name the new Brill Field hockey rink on Howes Neck in memory of the late David DeBona. The meeting will be held Tuesday at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall and will be live on QATV Channel 1072 and on QATV.org. Plans are in the works to rejuvenate Squaw Rock Park and the Nickerson Post in Squantum. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the plan is to make the park more attractive and also to create a home for the Massachusetts tribe. Koch says the $700,000 project will be funded from revenue the city collects from its lease with Quarry Hills Associates at the Granite Links Golf Course. Council President Ann Mahoney questions the use of those funds, claiming state law requires they be used for roadway improvements. A community meeting about the plan was held at the Kennedy Center Wednesday night, and the mayor said more community meetings are planned. No swimming at Wollaston Beach in Quincy this week. Results of the last beach water tests of the season indicate that bacteria levels at four sections of Wollaston Beach exceed what is considered safe for swimming. Signs warning people to swim at their own risk have been posted. Earlier this week, the water at 13 City of Quincy beaches tested safe for swimming. However, officials typically advise people to wait 24 hours after a heavy rainfall before going into the water. The water at Wollaston Beach and City Beaches is tested weekly between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Protesters will gather outside Stop and Shop headquarters in Quincy Center today, calling on the company to protect dairy farm workers. The group Migrant Justice wants Stop and Shop's parent company, Ahold Delhaize, which also owns Hannaford's Markets, to join the Milk with Dignity program, which works to ensure that migrant dairy farm workers are treated with dignity and receive fair wages and benefits. The group says it has documented systemic human rights violations at the Northeast dairy industry and with the farms that supply Hannaford supermarkets their dairy products. Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream joined the Milk with Dignity program in 2017. The group says Hannaford's has resisted calls to join the Milk with Dignity program. The protesters will rally outside the Stop and Shop building in Quincy Center from 1 to 1:45 this afternoon. Hundreds of Encore Boston Harbor casino workers in Everett are scheduled to walk off the job today after their contract expired last week. Unite Here Local 26 and Teamsters Local 25, which represents about 1,350 housekeepers, cooks, servers, bartenders, slot attendants, warehouse workers, and drivers, have not reached a new contract with Wynn Resorts. The unions are asking for job security, healthcare funding, pension benefits, and higher wages that are competitive with those employed at Boston hotels. Wynn Resorts says the casino will remain open and operational while negotiations continue. Gas prices are surging ahead of Labor Day, with AAA predicting travelers will face the highest pump prices on record for the holiday weekend amid the ongoing conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. The national average for regular gasoline has reached $4.14 a gallon yesterday, up 4 cents from a week earlier, according to AAA. Diesel hit a record of $5.85 a gallon today, eclipsing its prior mark of $5.81 set in June of 2022. Gas prices have never topped $4 a gallon on Labor Day. Although inflation has cooled from its post-pandemic highs, high fuel costs are squeezing consumers and businesses alike. Since the start of the Iran war, higher gas and diesel prices have cost Americans more than $741 per household, according to a tracker from Brown University. Soaring diesel costs are raising expenses for trucking, construction, agriculture, and other industries that rely on heavy-duty vehicles and machinery. High diesel prices can stoke inflation by raising the cost of transporting goods across the country, pushing up consumer prices. Lindsey Clancy's defense attorney, Kevin Reddington, says that the one juror he claims has refused to follow the court's instructions and should be removed has been identified, and there will be some sort of inquiry this morning. After jurors were dismissed following the sixth day of deliberations in the murder trial of Clancy, Reddington said that the lone juror will be questioned by the judge. He said he didn't know what the questions would entail, but thinks it will be in open court, not sidebar. The jury is continuing to weigh whether Clancy is criminally responsible for her actions in the deaths of her three children in Duxbury in January of 2023. Yesterday afternoon, the jury's foreperson sent Judge William Sullivan a note saying a single juror won't follow the court's instructions about reasonable doubt. The defense and prosecution were then brought into an extended sidebar session, including, for the first time in the trial, Clancy herself. Sullivan, after receiving the jury's note, brought in each juror individually and questioned them in private. The judge then reread his instructions on reasonable doubt before sending them back to continue deliberating. An incensed Reddington called for the juror to be removed and an alternate put in their place. Around half an hour after tasking the jurors to keep deliberating, the jurors were sent home for the day. Court will be back in session this morning. In recognition of Overdose Awareness Month in September, a New Way Recovery Center in Quincy hosted members of the community on Tuesday for a special event to honor those lost to overdose and to support the people they've left behind. Over 500 purple flags were planted outside the center, representing Quincy residents who've died from substance use disorder. New Way Recovery Center Program Director Warren Nicolai said there is hope for people struggling with addiction. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch attended to reaffirm the city's commitment to battling addiction, and speakers also shared their personal stories about how drug and substance abuse has impacted their lives. And the trio, A Joyful Noise, also provided several musical selections. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association will present a free Saturdays in the Park concert on Saturday, September 5th at 3 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street. Matt Demo will perform at 3 o'clock, followed by 106 East Band at 5 o'clock. Food and craft beer will be available for purchase. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum will be open Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for free tours of their new headquarters and the Lions Turning Mill. A fireworks show will be held over Quincy Bay on Sunday, September 6th at 8 p.m. in honor of America 250 and Labor Day. Mayor Thomas Koch says the Lee Kennedy Company, Suffolk Construction, and the Quincy Foundation are co-sponsoring the fireworks. The best viewing locations will be along Wollaston Beach and neighborhoods facing Quincy Bay. City of Quincy's Neat Neighbors Contest, accepting nominations through Labor Day. 30 winners will be chosen at random in September and will receive a gift certificate to a local garden center. Nominations may be emailed to pdoherty@quincyma.gov or by calling 617-376-1251. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed one day next week due to the Labor Day holiday. Collection will take place next Tuesday through Saturday. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 624 points. The NASDAQ rose 366, and the S&P added 81. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar was down. The euro was flat. Oil at almost $96 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Orioles in Baltimore 6-5. They're back at it tonight at 7:05. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy and a high 82. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy, maybe a pop-up shower, high tomorrow of 72. Sunday, sunny, high 70. Labor Day Monday, sunny, high 75. For the boater, waves about a foot, northwest winds at 5 knots, becoming easterly, high tide 5:34 p.m. Sunrise 6:12, sets at 7:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 4th.